USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. Overweight people losing weight is a good thing in America, not so in North Korea. North Koreans are heartbroken by leader Kim Jong-un's abnormally thin looks, a Pyongyang resident told state media. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice is taking the state of Georgia to court against the state's new voter integrity laws. The same laws President Biden calls Jim Crow laws without providing any details how the two are similar. Peach State leaders say, bring it on, DOJ. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Justice Department announced it's suing Georgia over its election reform laws passed earlier this year, claiming the law impedes on black Americans and other minorities' right to vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rippensberger tells Fox News he doesn't expect the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court.
I think we'll win at the appeals court, if not at the district court level, because we have the law on our side and we have truth on our side. All right. And all they have on their side is a lot of rhetoric.
This is USA Radio News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It's so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. So those images that you're seeing there, that's 5-6 days after. When I got there, I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and took off over there. And I literally walked into what was just had happened in less than an hour before. And it was just devastating. I mean, as I walked up to the building through the side, I saw the firefighters helping some elderly ladies coming down from the balconies. I took video footage of that, and I still had not seen the devastation that we're all seeing now, because from the outside of the building, it looks fine from the street side. But when you walk into towards down the corridor between both buildings, you go to the beach side, and as I was turning left and looking up, it was just mammoth. It was just like if you got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
That's a sad story indeed. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.